afternoon. Are you ready for Double Time with Double D? Go behind the scenes of the NFL and the game with Dave Duerson. We want to hear your words, too. Don't be afraid to speak up. Now, here's your host, Dave Duerson, Double D.
Good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of Double Time with Double D. I'm your host, Dave Duerson. It is a great day, a blessed day. Down here in South Florida, but at the same time, a day of great disturbance based upon the 7.0 earthquake that struck in Haiti just some 48 hours ago that has tremendous loss of life and has the entire world paying attention. So sad that it took something of this magnitude to bring attention to the small country of Haiti, which happens to be the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. This is not new news, but it appears to be for the rest of the world for some apparent reason. But at any rate, a number of individuals and organizations and countries, for that matter, have reached out to the Haitian people and are making their way there as I'm speaking to all of you. And this is going to be our appeal today as well, that we all get involved to help these the Haitian people and the problems that they've got going on with regards to this 7.0 earthquake. There have been a number of numbers that have come out in regards to the potential death toll, ranging anywhere from 45,000 to several hundred thousand. But in fact, I've been watching CNN here as of the last 15 minutes, and there's a young lady, 11 years old, who they have found. She is alive, but they are discussing at this point amputating her leg in order to pull her to safety. The only problem with that is, in fact, that they do not have any blood supply. So in attempting to save her life, they could, in fact, end up taking her life. I'm going to have a guest joining me a little bit later on over the course of our broadcast today. Joining me will be Charles Butler, who is a radio host in Chicago of WVON Radio. He's a talk show host in many circles. He's been described as the Black Rush Limbaugh. Charles can be tough and difficult to deal with from time to time. He's very opinionated, but I think that's a wonderful thing because, you know, we have some very, very spirited exchanges between the two of us, differing on opinion, but at the same time fully respecting each other as individuals and as men and brothers. But want to hear from you guys today. And, of course, our call-in number is 888-346-9144. And aside from, of course, discussing what's going on in Haiti, we also now have to begin to talk about the NFL since we've gotten into the playoffs. And so it is time for me, since I've been on the air back at the beginning of November, we've really not discussed much by way of the current game, but because it's playoff time, we must certainly give the NFL its due. And there were some great games that were played over the course of the weekend, some high-scoring games for that matter, too, which you can't help but be a football fan at this time of year. You know, of course, the college season has finally come to a close, and congratulations to Alabama for winning the national championship in a great game against Texas. But my hat's off, too, to Boise State that went 14-0. And a lot has been said about small colleges and what have you, but Boise has come in over the last 4 or 5 years now. They've played some top-flight talent. They've beaten that talent. And as such, no one wants to play them. And so, you know, Boise is simply beating everybody on their schedule. They've gone 14-0 and deserve every opportunity to play for a national championship. But, you know, of course, we do not have a national championship system in college football. This may be the first year that the bowl championship series actually did what it was supposed to do, whereby the two best teams in the game, Alabama and Texas, actually played for the national championship. I do personally believe that those were the two best teams. But because there was another undefeated team, much like Alabama, that being Boise State, it would have been interesting. And I think it would be interesting to see those those two teams play, and put to rest once and for all who is the true national champion. But again, congratulations to both programs and to all of the young men who play the game of college football. And more important than playing the game of college football, my hope and prayer is that they are working on their academics. Back to the discussion in regards to what's going on in Haiti. Back in 2008, there were some four hurricanes that struck the island and did approximately $900 million in damage, which was about one-third of the country's GDP, their gross domestic product. And there have been a number of things that have been discussed here over the last 48 hours. A real disturbing comment by Pat Robertson from the 700 Club yesterday, and I certainly want to get into that discussion with Charles when he gets on the phone with us. Pat Robertson had made the comment that that this was punishment to the island of Haiti for the slave revolt that took place back in 1791 that against the French that lasted for some 13 years until Haiti gained its independence in 1804. And that's a disturbing one on several levels. First of all, I can't believe that Pat Robertson would even make the comment. But disturbing from the standpoint that the island of Haiti, the nation of Haiti, was the second nation to gain independence after the United States. They were next. We gained ours in 1776, and Haiti in 1804. But not only that, it was that slave revolt of 1791 in defeating the French, and in particular Napoleon. They also, during that time, fought the British and the Spaniards and were successful in all three campaigns. But because of their defeating the French and Napoleon, Napoleon realized that he had spread himself too thin. And as a result, the Louisiana Purchase was made here in the United States, and the U.S. was able to buy all that acreage for 3 cents per acre. And that came about as a result of the successful war and campaign of the slave revolt by the Haitians. So without question, it is of particular importance that we here in the United States support the people of Haiti and make your contributions. Doctors Without Borders is there. Of course, the Red Cross, the White House has made an announcement that you can, if you've got your cell phone, you can text the word Haiti, H-A-I-T-I, text that to the number 90999, and $10 will be charged to your account. You will receive a confirmation asking if, in fact, that you do wish to make this contribution. You simply reply yes, and $10 will be charged to your account. Also, Wyclef John of the Black Eyed Peas and a great hip-hop artist has his Yele project, and I, in fact, have made my contribution there. And Wyclef asked that you simply text to Yele, that's Y-E-L-E, and the number to text is 501-501, and you'll be charged $5 for that contribution. Or if you wish to make an even larger contribution to Yele, you can go to www.yele.org. And again, that's Yele.org. We have Charles Butler joining us at this time. It is my pleasure to introduce to you, as I had mentioned a little bit ago, Charles Butler, who is a radio host, hosting on WVON in Chicago. But more importantly, he's a very dear friend of mine. And, we talk in terms of this being a station of athletes, but at the same time, there's any number of things that we can describe as athletes. And, of course, I had Bryce Fisher on, who had Played his college ball at the Air Force Academy and then spent 7 years in the National Football League, in part with the Seattle Seahawks. Well, this guy, Charles Butler, flew fighter jets. And so, you know, although a lot of us as young men dream of being professional athletes and all that kind of stuff, one of the things that, I always wanted to do was fly fighter jets. I did have the opportunity to sit in the back seat of an F-15 years and years ago, but this man flew them for a living. And so we want to bring Charles in before we go to a break. So, Charles, it's a pleasure to have you with us.
It's a pleasure to be here, David.
How's everything
going?
How are you
doing? Everything's wonderful. It's great. You know, it's we're live, and you know, we're in a position to reach out and help some other folks around the world.
Very good, very good. Well, it's a pleasure to have you on with me. Give our listeners as quickly as you can. Give us a description of what you're doing on your show on WVON, because we want to get right into it. We've got about 45 minutes. And, you know, this is one of those things whereby, you know, because every time you and I are on the phone, we talk for some 3 hours. So, you know, give them some sense of what you're doing with WVON, and then we'll get right into it as we come out of the break.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, what we're doing with the other side on VON is presenting the other side, the Republican side. I have other hosts on the show are Matt and Perry, Santita Jackson, daughter of Reverend Jesse Jackson, Reverend Al Sharpton, Cliff Kelly, myself, and then Bev Smith, and some other folks come on later in the day. But my show basically focuses on conservative issues, and we talk about accountability from all government officials. It's an educational show, historical show.
Right.
I have a lot of political A-listers as well as people who are social giants, like Richard Mayhew, an artist. And we have business people on. We just cover the gamut, the political gamut, but basically it's a conservative talk show.
Right. Well, you know, of course, you and I have had several conversations, and I've been on your show a number of times, and we've discussed everything from what's going on within the world of the National Football League, particularly the Players Association, and educating the audience and the listening audience in regards to the things that happen behind the scenes, particularly those things that are...
Right.
Deal with antitrust and what have you, and that's part of the tie-in in regards to a program like yours and of course a program like mine. And as I was telling my audience earlier, you and I have the ability to agree to disagree on some things, but at the same time we agree on a number of things as well. So I'm excited to have you on with me, Charles. We're going to go to a break, and when we come back we're going to get right into it. So to all
okay,
you
great.
Listeners out there, you are on Double Time with Double D. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Are you ready to grow your business? Listen for the Independent Business Owners Show with your coach, Rick Corrado. This entertaining talk radio program will bring you the tools to help increase your business. You'll learn sales success, time management, lead generation, business development, life balance, and much more. Rick Corrado is here to help you take your business to the next level. Listen for the Independent Business Owners Show, heard live every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Network.
Each week, take a visit inside the locker room of your favorite sport with Dez Clark, Paul Fresh Clark, and Lester Scudder Davis as they bring you sportsmanlike conduct. As a current player, Dez Clark can bring you inside the sports world like nobody can. His co-hosts represent the fans of the sports world. With both points of view on the table, it becomes an engaging and entertaining program, to say the least. Sportsmanlike Conduct can be heard Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. Are you ready to learn all about NASCAR from an insider's perspective? Join Eddie DeHaan every week for the NASCAR Insider. It's an interactive look at the world of NASCAR from the drivers to the crew chiefs. You'll hear from top-flight NASCAR guests that the other shows only wish they could have. Hear about last week's recap, this week's news, and more. Call in to interact with Eddie and his guests every Tuesday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, exclusively on the Power Up Motorsports channel.
We all share similar desires: to be loved, to be happy, and to feel well. Your Inner Journey is here to support you, inspire you, and expand your knowledge of you. Tune in for new insights, meet our guests, get the inspiration you need to create the life you really want. Your Inner Journey with Penny Calcina is about her inner journey and your inner journey and the things that connect us all. Tune in every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time for Your Inner Journey on Seventh Wave Network.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neill. He's at the
shot. Got it with 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
You're tuned in to Double Time with Double D, featuring host Dave Duerson. Get in on the action. Call us now at 1-888-346-9144. For Double D, that's 888-346-9144. Or drop an email to DoubleDFans@ddfavor.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Double Time with Double D. I'm your host, Dave Duerson. And it's certainly a pleasure for me to have on with me today, Charles Butler, the host of WVON Radio in Chicago, and who has been described in many instances as being the Black Rush Limbaugh. But I think more so than that, because I don't have a lot of respect for Rush Limbaugh, but I have great respect for Charles Butler.
Well, you know, Dave, the big difference between Rush Limbaugh and Charles Butler is
there's a total difference.
Charles Butler has facts.
That's
and,
right.
And my comments are based on facts, and I always say if Rush Limbaugh had finished college, maybe he'd understand how to structure a factual argument instead of the entertainment that he does. He's a satirist, actually.
Well, in fact, that's the whole thing, because in most instances, entertainment doesn't deal with truth, and I appreciate the fact that you deal with truth. Today, of course, we're discussing, and it's just timely, man. It's just the way the Lord works this thing, man. We've been talking about having you on the show, and we were discussing it just the other day, and with text messages back and forth, and lo and behold, we locked down to do the show, and then the earthquake takes place in Haiti, and in that instance, there's probably no one better that I would want to have on my show, based upon your knowledge base, and again, as I said, the way we get into discussions of things. But before we get into it, I just want to make the announcement again and the plea to all the folks out there in our listening audience to get involved and help the nation of Haiti. And as you hear the rest of this conversation, we're going to educate you in part on why you need to be involved, because we owe a great deal to that very small country for the freedoms we have here in the United States, and particularly that's true across the southeastern portion of the U.S., But Doctors Without Borders is there, the Red Cross is there, and the White House has made a plea that you would, if you're on your cell phone, text Haiti, H-A-I-T-I, to the phone number 90999, and the Red Cross will send you a confirmation. You reply yes, and they will charge $10 to your phone. Wycliffe John, from the Black Eyed Peas and a solo artist who is from Haiti, has been a huge support back in his native country over the years, has scholarshiped some 2,500-plus young men and women to colleges throughout the world in the time that he's had his recording career. And, in fact, he is over in Haiti right now with his Yele organization. And Wycliffe has asked that that we support his organization as well by texting Yele, Y-E-L-E, and you do that at the number 501-501, and they will charge $5 on your phone. Or you can give even greater monies by going to www.yele, Y-E-L-E, .org. And so we're asking that you absolutely get involved. And Charles, I know you've been following it too. Yeah. Of course, medical care and recovery is the main thing that's going on right now. a great deal is needed in regards to triage and food, water, bedding, and physical support for that matter. And, you know, of course, I'm down here in South Florida, and I'm, I've got some commitments I can't break here over the next 3 days, but I may attempt myself to get over there early next week to lend a hand for 3 or 4 days.
And that'll be good. Dave, by the way, I had a young man on my show last night that is a Haitian. He also took Barack Obama's Illinois Senate seat. His name is Kwame Raoul, Senator Kwame Raoul. And he, besides the websites that you're giving out, another website that's a legitimate website or organization is called internationalchild.org.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, Charles, in regards to, you know, Reverend Pat Robertson, 700 Club, you know, he made a statement yesterday that the earthquake in Haiti was the Lord's way of punishing the Haitians for the slave revolt of 1791, which, you know, of course, they went to war, the slaves revolted, and they beat back the French, Napoleon and his armies. Then, of course, they fought the British and they fought the Spaniards as well, gaining their own independence in 1804, the second country in the Western Hemisphere after the United States to gain independence.
Well,
and
you know,
as I was sharing with the audience earlier, we were able then to do the Louisiana Purchase, which the French, then Napoleon and the French, sold to the United States for three cents an acre. 3 cents an acre.
Right.
And so everybody here in the southeastern United States, you owe a tremendous debt of gratitude to the Haitian people. And as such, you know, I just wanted to get your thoughts, man, in regards to, you know, the ridiculous statement that Pat Robertson would make, and a man of the cloth, for that matter. You know,
well,
he's done this a number of times, but I think this is the absolute most ridiculous I've ever heard.
Well, that's the problem with Pat Roberts. The last time I checked, I don't believe that Pat Roberts had gone to an accredited college of any type.
Right.
And, you know, he's a man who, you know, he makes the... But, you know, that's the way religion... Billy Graham is not far behind Pat Roberts, by the way. I put them all in the same that same category. But I think it's a ridiculous statement, of course. But, I mean, what can we say? I mean, the man's a moron. You know, I also want to add, David, that the Haitians, both French and black Haitians, fought in the Revolutionary War.
Yes.
That's in the American Revolutionary War. Let me kind of clarify that.
Absolutely.
And people kind of forget about that. And also, you know, Frederick Douglass was the ambassador to Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
Has written several excellent books about the Haitian people and the Haitian experience. But Pat Roberts is a moron. He's always been a guy who makes these dramatic claims about nothing, and that's what gives conservatives a bad name. He and people like Rush Limbaugh, who make these statements that have, you know, no facts. I mean, what history books has Pat Robertson ever read? I mean,
right.
To make a statement like that, and why would and see? But that's what they used to teach us. We had this discussion last night about how we used to go to church in when I was a little boy, and they'd say, well, you know, black people were cursed by Noah, and Ham was cursed by Noah, and that's why you have to be subservient to white people. That's just the way it is. And that was way before civil rights. I'm a little older than I sound, but I remember, you know, the Jim Crow. I remember all that stuff very vividly.
Right.
And it was justified in church by black preachers. You know, when you look at a guy like Pat Roberts, his message really hasn't changed. I remember my grandmother telling me when Billy Graham used to come on TV, she said she wouldn't walk two steps to see Billy Graham. My grandmother's very religious. And I used to ask her why. And she said because he wouldn't let black people come to his revivals.
Yeah. Well, that is absolutely true. Because I can remember back in 1969, my brother Mike and I actually, in fact, we accepted Christ actually at a Billy Graham function, but it was one in which my father was in Indiana. And my father at the time was a president of the Indiana churches as a layman, and my father was one of the first African Americans at least in Indiana, that Billy Graham allowed to be up front with the programs that they were doing in their revivals. And as such, my brother Mike and I both came to Christ during that revival. So I absolutely recall what you're sharing there in regards to your grandmother. Those were some deep
times. If Billy Graham was the religious conscience of America, no wonder we're in the shape we're in, because I never, and I'm doing research for my book,
right.
I cannot find anything where Billy Graham supported the civil rights movement or eliminating segregation or American apartheid. And Pat Robertson, and what's the other guy who died? Jerry Farwell.
Yeah.
They're all in that same mode.
Well, see, that's what disturbs me, is that here we are, you know, in 2010, and we're still getting ridiculous statements in regards to the slave revolt, and then, you know, or slavery, period. You know, granted, everybody I know, I don't know of anyone, you know, whose ancestors got their 40 acres and a mule. Now, I do understand that there were some that, had married into Native American families and what have you, in terms of African Americans who did in fact receive some compensation. But for the most part, I think everybody that I know, at least none of the Duerson ancestors anyway, ever received their 40 acres and a mule.
That's the reason we'll have to
discuss when we come back from our break. But before we go to break, you were a fighter pilot.
Yeah.
So you know, tell us about your time serving in the armed forces.
Well, you know, again, it was just like it really hadn't changed much from. I was in the Navy, and the Navy at that time was still a very racist organization. It's gotten a lot better, done a lot better, but not much. I see women flying. I don't see many brothers flying. And, you know, really what it takes to fly a plane is psychomotor skills.
Right.
And who has any better psychomotor skills than black people and black men? But it was an interesting experience. It was very isolated. You really didn't have, because you were an officer, you couldn't fraternize with the enlisted people who were black. And there were very few black naval officers at that time. We don't have many now. In fact, I read a story about a black fighter pilot in the Wall Street Journal a couple of years ago. Same situation. He's the only black man on the boat, on the carrier. So only black officer on the carrier. So or two or three. But, Dave, you know, I'm an American, and I learned from that experience. I enjoyed that experience. I would encourage anyone to go and serve in the military. It's a lot better than it used to be for black officers. But we have a military that where white men are not serving their country, are not going to fight for their country. And you have blacks and browns and illegals and people who are trying to get citizenship. They're not even citizens fighting for America. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me besides keeping, people are, I think we should reinstitute the draft. That's where I was going with that.
Okay, very good, very good. Well, we're going to talk about the draft and some other things when we come back. And we're also going to talk a little bit about the NFL as well, since this is a sports show, but by same token, I talk very, very little in terms of the current game, man. But now that we're into the playoffs, we want to discuss that. So,
Listening
audience, you guys hang with us. You've got Double Time with Double D with my guest, Charles Butler. We'll be right back right after these messages.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Spin It with Chuck Foreman has a spin on so much that's going on. It will be hard to fit it all into the promo. We'll talk about the weekend games, what to look forward to, hot topics in the news. Spin It Old School, which gives a back-in-the-day approach from Chuck. A no-spin zone where Chuck gives an unbiased opinion and lets you do the same. Chuck will be taking us around town and around the world with news, happenings, and more. It's football, news, and happenings. Tune in for Spin It with Chuck Foreman, Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Sports Channel.
two views.
Different topics.
Questions.
Answers.
News.
And advice.
You'll want to check out Ecoman and the Skeptic live from Philadelphia University.
Every week, join hosts Rob Fleming and Chris Pastor as they tackle a different topic on sustainability.
You'll hear all sides of the issue supported by guests who provide valuable insights.
Get ready to be engaged, educated, and entertained when you tune into Ecoman and the Skeptic.
Broadcast live every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific Time on the Green Talk Network.
Dialogue is the single most powerful leadership tool we have to make a difference in the world. Leading Conversations with host Cheryl Esposito creates a place for that dialogue. Tune into the Voice America Business Channel every Friday as Cheryl hosts new conversations among leaders from around the world in business, government, art, economics, and social change. We'll explore big ideas and everyday actions and learn how their own leadership has led them to discover a newfound sense of possibility in the world. Leading Conversations with Cheryl Esposito, bringing big thinkers together in conversations that make a difference, right here on the Voice America Business Channel every Friday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neill. He's at
the shot. Got it with 2.8 seconds left
to left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
You're tuned in to Double Time with Double D featuring host Dave Duerson. Get in on the action. Call us now at 1-888-346-9144. For Double D, that's 888-346-9144. Or drop an email to DoubleDFans@ddfavor.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Double Time with Double D. I'm your host, Dave Duerson. It's my pleasure to have on with me today, Charles Butler, host on WVON radio, AM radio in Chicago, and a great voice for the people, and particularly a man who's not afraid to tell the truth and speak the truth, and has been deemed controversial, but then so have I from time to time, simply because I'm not afraid to speak the truth. But it's an absolute pleasure to have you on with me, Charles. And of course, today we're discussing in large part what's going on in Haiti and with the earthquake there, and trying our best to educate our listening audience in regards to why we need to lend absolute and total support to the Haitian people. And you know, because to a large extent, you know, the French Revolution was a Haitian army that pushed back the French troops in Georgia during the French Revolution. And, of course, with their defeat of Napoleon, we were able then to do the Louisiana Purchase for 3 cents an acre. And so with Haiti being the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere, it's even sad to even say that one of the poorest countries in the world is here in the wealthiest hemisphere, which is the Western Hemisphere, and they did a great deal to make the United States what it is. And so for those 9 million people that are there in that country, they've got our love and our prayers, but more importantly right now, they need our help. They need our resources. They need our cash. And so if you will, whether it's Wyclef Jean's organization, YELE, Y-E-L-E, or you reach out to the Red Cross or Doctors Without Borders or any other number of organizations. They need medical care. They need triage. They need doctors. They need physical support. Of course, they need food and water in particular, and bedding, just to name a few. And Charles named another organization, internationalchild.org. And so we're asking that that all of you get involved and help the Haitian people, because right now, I guarantee you, the world is waking up, and even Russia's gotten involved. Iceland has gotten involved, and we cannot do enough. Of course, our President Barack Obama has committed $100 million of funds immediately for release to Haiti, But we as an American people must do our share even greater than what the president is doing through our tax dollars. So I'm making a bold request and plea that you get involved with what's going on in Haiti. Back to our discussion, Charles. You're being a fighter pilot and what have you. We want to discuss, too, that, you know, that as you were saying, that whole motor skills thing, because I was talking about the fact that, you know, when I flew in the back of an F-15, that was years ago with some of the Blue Angels, and the guy's name was Ramjet. And, you know, we were talking about a number of things, and you know, we were talking about his workout versus mine. And, you know, bottom line is that, you know, you guys are athletes. You know, there's no question about it. And, you know, so I've got mad respect for you and for what you guys have done. But more important than that, because, you know, obviously, you know, we've all got a story to tell. And I'm glad to know that that yours is being told. But, you know, share with our listening audience the number of ways in which your program is helping to affect and make change. Now,
well,
again,
it's
conservative radio, but obviously there's a need for a conservative voice, much like there is a liberal voice. But what makes your show that much different, and why should our listening audience, in fact, here at Voice America Sports, be tying in to WVON to listen to Charles Butler?
Well, it's at WVON.com, actually, and my show's on from 7 to 10 p.m. Central. The difference is I bring A-listers on. A-listers are like Michael Steele, Tom Ridge, Senator McCain. On the Democratic side, I've had folks on. The difference I've made in the year that I've been on is I've gone from Democrats here in Chicago and in Illinois not wanting to come on my show to Democrats locally, the aldermen want to come on my show, state senators, state reps get on my show. They talk about their issues. We got a great lineup tonight from the state and a national presence. We got tomorrow we're going to have people from the RNC, Republican National Committee on. I'm going to have President Bush's former political director on. I'm also going to have on the Chicago Teachers Union president talking about issues. So what we do basically is we talk about, you know, real issues, holding people accountable. I don't care if they're Democrat or Republican. You know, what have you done for the people besides collect a check twice
a month? Absolutely. And that's the bottom line. You know, as we look at this thing from a political perspective, take the NFL right now. We're in the process. You've been hearing as of late that there could be a work stoppage after the 2010 season. The league is already talking about a lockout. But the listening audience may not know that the NFL is before the Supreme Court right now in a case called Needles versus the NFL. And it's a small textile company there in the Chicago area, Charles, that made hats and jerseys, who has been locked out by the NFL. The NFL did a contract with Reebok and for all of their apparel and everything, and has locked out everybody else. So small business across the country has been locked out of doing business with the NFL.
And they're building the jerseys probably in China.
Well, there you have it.
I should say, excuse me, Dave, I should say communist China, for those who don't know that China is still a communist country.
Right. But what the NFL is attempting to do in going before the Supreme Court is to get the Supreme Court to rule that the NFL as an organization with its 32 teams is simply one big company, and that they should be able to simply, quote unquote, do business with whomever they wish. And that's a not-for-profit. The NFL, it's a 501c6, yet each of the organizations themselves are for profit. But if in fact they're able to get away with it, then free agency as we know it in the NFL and other pro sports will simply go by the wayside, and the NFL, which already has a monopoly, will gain an even further strength. So all of professional sports, hockey, baseball, soccer, the NBA, of course, along with the NFL, has joined in this lawsuit with this small textile company out of Chicago to defeat the NFL at the Supreme Court level. So a number of crazy things going on. But I want to get your thoughts in regards to the games coming up this weekend. We've got the Cardinals versus the Saints first out of the box in terms of the two NFC games. I want to get your thoughts in regards to which of those two teams will move on to the NFC Championship game between the Cardinals and the Saints, and why?
I would have to go with the Saints, and why? Drew Brees, one word.
Well, that's just
Drew Brees. Drew Brees lost to Michigan when he played us. I think all 4 years that he started. But the guy is phenomenal. When he went to San Diego, you know, I lived in San Diego for 20 years.
Right.
He got drafted by San Diego, and people were complaining. And I said, hey, you guys have a real quarterback. Drew Brees is the real deal. You know, he was doing well in San Diego, got hurt. Saints picked him up, turned that team around.
Yep, absolutely. Well, you know, as I said earlier, you know, to the audience, I said you and I, we get into some heated discussions, and, you know, but yet at the end of the day, we agree to disagree. And so you've already brought up the Michigan Wolverines, and so, you know, my audience knows point blank that me being Fighting Irish, I'm not like Wolverine. So they already know where you and I stand as it pertains to a whole lot of things.
Well, Dave, you know, I've been rooting for you since we had Coach Rodriguez. They went outside the family, denied a black man a job, a head coaching job at U of M, and went and got that third-tier B-team, B-leaguer Rodriguez. I have not cheered for Michigan, have not watched a game, have not sent in any donations. I'm done, and I'm very vocal about that.
Yeah, well, I hear you, and I know that you are, and I know that you are. Okay, in regards to the other NFC game, the Cowboys and the Vikings, who do you like and why?
Well, I really like the Vikings. That's where my heart is. My heart's with the Vikings. Mm-hmm. But Dallas is on a hot streak, and I think they have something to prove. And that tradition, you know, in that locker room, and, you know, looking at your tradition in that building, I think, and the streak they're on, I think they're going to take the Vikings, unfortunately. But, you know, I mean, that's how I feel about it.
Well, you know, going back to the Cardinals and the Saints, I'm leaning Drew Brees because of Drew Brees and because of the talent that he's got in the backfield as well. But the thing about the Cardinals is that they made it all the way to the Super Bowl last year.
Right.
And so, you know, and at this time of year, we talk about playoff speed. And it was playoff speed that actually beat the Green Bay Packers last week, which what Aaron Rodgers ran up on, or that buzzsaw, there as they went into overtime.
Oh,
when
we
come back, we're going to talk about this AFC, but and a little bit more debate here in regards to these Cowboys. But I understand that your heart is with the Vikings. Mine is, too, with Brett Favre. But we're going to discuss this AFC and take this thing a little bit deeper when we come back. So you listen to Double Time with Double D. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The fans now have a voice to speak their mind. No holds barred.
They need a bitch's ass and then move on.
I just think that the coach made a mistake.
All crazy.
NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL. Speak up.
Speak up.
Or forever hold your mouth.
We ain't playing around here.
Voice America Sports.
Radio by George is a lifestyle program dedicated to improving the lives of listeners by focusing on the holistic growth of their mind, body, and spirit. Host Eddie George shares his life experiences as well as the experiences of his guest commentators and experts with the listening audience to focus them toward reaching their personal and professional goals. Tune in every Monday afternoon at 1 p.m. PST, 4 p.m. EST to Radio by George on the Voice America channel and learn more from the life experiences of a man who went from being a somewhat unruly kid in the streets of Philadelphia to a retired professional athlete who has become a role model for not only young people, but for businessmen and women globally. Plan to spend your Monday afternoons with Eddie George and his empowering talk radio show, Radio by George. That's every Monday at 1 p.m. PST, right here on the Voice America channel.
Every company will rise or fall based on marketing strategy. In today's business world, companies are realizing a significantly reduced marketing budget. Some may find themselves starving for new business. With the internet continuing to grow by leaps and bounds, companies may find that the opportunity proves to be overwhelming. Tune into the Business Net Marketing Hour with Greg Gaskell and Jason Kepi for a straight-up guide to navigating the world of online marketing. Tune in Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
Have questions about wind power? Listen for the TLG Wind Power Hour with Terry from TLG Wind Power Products. He'll cover the ins and outs of wind energy with you, whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or want a ready-made product. Let Terry give you the know-how and understanding of making wind energy work for you. Terry will share decades of hands-on experience so that you don't have to learn about wind power the hard way. The TLG Wind Power Hour, live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Green Talk Network.
Joe Cribbs, No Average Joe, is here for you, the fan, to hear about and discuss the week's top stories in the world of sports. We'll discuss not only the headliners, but you'll hear some of the smaller stories that don't usually make it on the sports wires today. It's a forum for the sports fan, hosted by Joe Cribbs, a three-time Pro Bowler with the Buffalo Bills. Joe is a 10-year pro football veteran, a former Southeastern Conference Most Valuable Player, and a member of the Alabama Sports Hall of Fame. Discuss the topics with Joe Cribbs, No Average Joe, Mondays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Sports Network.
Your internet flagship station for sports,
Voice America Sports.
You're tuned in to Double Time with Double D, featuring host Dave Duerson. Get in on the action. Call us now at 1-888-346-9144. For Double D, that's 888-346-9144. Or drop an email to DoubleDFans@ddfavor.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Double Time with Double D. I'm your host, Dave Duerson, and on with me today is our special guest, Charles Butler. The host on WVON AM radio in Chicago, and a great, great friend and talk show host, particularly dealing with the conservative political element. Charles, great to have you with us.
And, great to be here.
We want to get back to our AFC game discussion, but joining us on this conversation at this point is our executive producer for Voice America Sports, Ray Ellis. A great safety. He's a Buckeye, so I know that that's a problem too for the Wolverines. But a great safety man with the Philadelphia Eagles, and my frat brother and a good friend. So we want to bring in Ray as well. Ray, glad to have you with us.
Well, it's a pleasure, Dave, to, of course, anytime I get a chance to speak with you, whether it be on the air or privately, it's always something I look forward to. But I wanted to join the conversation for a couple reasons. For one is that was not part of our agreement, of which you were allowed to have anybody from the state of Michigan in any way on the show.
I want to say this, Ray. I love Woody Hayes. I was recruited by both Shem Beckler and Woody Hayes. And
wow.
Loved Woody Hayes. He's a great man.
Well, I share that same feeling about Woody as you do, and I too had the honor of being recruited by those two very good men, great football coaches, and very good men, had well intentions, and so I know that feeling. But Charles, I wanted to get a chance, and Dave said we were going to talk a little bit about the AFC, but boy, I don't want to let you get off this show and I not have a chance to talk to you about something other than football. And Dave and I talked about having candid discussions with athletes. And I would just like to have your perspective, you being a former athlete yourself. In the world of politics, and as we look at topics of today and current events, when you look at mainstream America, why is it that the athletes are shunned when it comes to the majority of issues as it relates to current events other than sports? Our opinions are never welcomed or even asked of outside of our sport, because our sport deals with so many issues. Particularly, there's something that's on the forefront of the media now, and that is with the coaching situations at the professional level. You look at the way young college athletes are treated. I remember a young man from the Ohio State University who wanted to get a job as a professional athlete, and he was not allowed to do that. Yet a coach can sign a contract and commit to being there as your mentor, as the person in charge of you, so to speak, if you will, that the parents hand over, you know, that you will be the protector of my son to make sure he gets an education, and then you leave for another multi-million-dollar job. Just if you can talk to me, why is it the athlete's opinion is not respected to even have any input on those type of situations today?
Because I think they're considered, they're considered entertainers. And, you know, it's like the gladiator. One of the things that I remember about Michigan is it's like, you guys know this well because you perform before, you know, crowds, you know, hundreds of times. And I look at it as, you know, like the old gladiator days, you know, in Rome. You know, the crowd's cheering and they're mad and they're doing their thing. You guys are out there. This is a business. It's serious, you know. And so when you step off the field, you know, people look at athletes and politicians in a different light than they do, you know, just regular people. They worship you. They respect you based on what you do. Now, you know, people like you and Dave, who happen to be very serious business people, very intelligent men, and very forceful men, you scare people because, you know, you're supposed to be about entertainment and making me feel good, and you're not part of the real world. I don't want a strong, intelligent person like that around me walking into the room. I mean, I have this saying, and I say that in America, there are males and there are men, and there are very few men in America today. We've been sissified, and when Arnold Schwarzenegger made that statement about girly men, we all know exactly what he was talking about, don't we?
Yeah. And I agree. But what I would like to do is, if possible, Charles, that you have your show there in Chicago. Dave has his show here on Voice America Sports. And as Dave has said, and he's truly spoken it, you know, it happens to be on the sports channel, but there's very little sports discussed on his show, and I like that because we're very complex people. We're not just a single interest. But I think if athletes, I tell people many times when somebody asks, where's the social conscience of maybe Michael Jordan or Tiger Woods, and not that I'm to defend either one of them, but perhaps maybe people don't understand that they can only address the issues in the media based upon what the questions are asked of them. So when you get a platform like Dave has to bring up different things, I mean, the good Reverend Jesse Jackson said on Dave's show, you know, people are experts in the areas of which they concentrate on. And if an athlete concentrates on football, then he becomes an expert in that. When you take it and you ask him, well, how much time did you spend doing your homework last week or yesterday or last night, and he says none, then obviously you don't know the answers to the questions. And so I think if people like yourself use your platform to bring us and allow us to express our opinions, because I would like to know how a white person feels about being led by a black person and how a black person feels about being led by a white person in the football arena. And then let them have that open, you know, a very fruitful discussion.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you bring that up, because I put in my notes talked about duality of being a black American. See, very few folks, the reason people label us complex, you, myself, Dave, is that, you know, we're Americans, we're very pro-America, but we also black men in America, and we don't look the other way or turn the other cheek when we deal with the racism, like Pat Robertson and his ignorant statements, and we don't poo-poo it, like President Obama poo-pooed, you know, this cop coming to Professor Gates' home. And I said from day one there was a trigger, and the trigger was simply, I'm going to call the campus police to see if you're really a Harvard professor. Right. Now, you know, wouldn't that make you angry? He wouldn't have questioned a white man that way.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we tend to be, at being in America, and Mel Bradley, who used to be the assistant to Ronald Reagan, President Reagan, It took this man 3 years to get a job. Now, he was the assistant to the president, not the assistant to the assistant, the assistant to the president of the United States. It took him 3 years to get a job. And these white guys rolled out of the administration, and all of them had jobs. President Reagan was outraged at the racism, the blatant racism that this man faced in getting employment.
Well, that's okay. You know, but that's exactly what happens, as we very well know. Be it high-profile guys in the political arena or brothers in the corporate arena, and that's certainly true of those who play in the world of pro sports and entertainment, who have something going for them aside from their entertainment value. And Charles, man, I've got to bring you back on. We've got to do this again. You know, as I
is it over already? Yeah, it was.
I said, you know, we're on the phone for 3 hours at a time, and going back and forth. And at the end of the day, you know, still loving each other as brothers. You know,
yeah,
both bleeding a little bit, but at the same time, on the exact same page. Because at the end of the day, we have at the heart of it. Doing what's right for all Americans, but certainly for our own people. So I want to thank you. I want to thank Ray. I want to thank our listening audience for being out there with us. And again, another plea to help the Haitian people. They need us like never before. We've needed them. They've been there for us. We wouldn't be who we are today if not for the fact that slave revolt took place and they kicked Napoleon's butt way back in 1791. So to our listening audience, again, thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting me. And we'll see you again next week. You've been listening to Double Time with Double D. God bless you. We'll talk to you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks again for joining Dave Duerson for Double Time with Double D. We'll be back again next Thursday at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, for another look inside the game, words of inspiration, and more on the Voice America Sports Channel. Game's on again next week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
What would you do if you...